This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, let's go to the phone lines. Penguins' Mike Sullivan parting ways. And I would, again, urge everybody out there who's listening that having been in this business, actually covering the Penguins for many years, teams, understandably, like political organizations, anything else, always want you to believe there's no acrimony, right? They want you to believe this was a nice, you know, mutual parting of the ways, probably to the point where, oh, we had a nice dinner, a parting dinner with Mike Sullivan, you know, that type of thing. It's never that way at the end. There was clearly some acrimony here, or at least some heavy dispute here. Just like last year, when you had national people saying that Dubas and Sullivan were at odds, of course they'd be at odds. Mike Sullivan, one of the people closest to him in the world, was Todd Reirden. They got rid of him. Now, he was allowed to bring in another person closest to him in the world, which is David Quinn. But clearly, everything wasn't hunky-dory with Sullivan and Kyle Dubas. I think that's kind of obvious now, although you'll probably still hear that it was a very nice mutual parting of the ways. Something happened here. Again, Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson reporting that they had gotten word that Sully approached the Penguins with a list of non-negotiables. And certainly the Penguins will want to dispute that. Of course they will, right? Because again, that's their job. And they, you know, have a pretty heavy influence. Some organizations are very successful at influencing people. Some aren't. The Penguins over the years have been very successful at influencing people to sort of ride their message. Of course, one of their messages was coming out of there was, and from the people who cover the team, oh, Mike Sullivan will be back. Of course he will. Don't think he's coming back, Bob.
No, it just became time on both sides. They were indicating different things with the way they spoke, and it led to this. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, reports that come out about what happened. And the team itself, I mean, what are they going to do about it? It's over now. Just move on. And their next focus should be on who they're going to bring in here next.
I agree with that. It should be. I mean, the last people on earth you want to believe when you're covering City Hall is City Hall, right? That's why we have reporters. Okay. Enough on that. 412-928-9370. Man, it's going to be very, very interesting to see who the next coach is, Bob. Rick Tocchet might be an option, right? There's got to be some younger guys out there.
You have to look at guys who are going to be interested in building a team through years. You know, just a rebuild, whatever you want to call it. Some of these big-name guys that you may talk about, and I include Tocchet in this, he may not be interested in that. You know, and also at the end of the day, just like DK Metcalf, when he signed here, didn't have a quarterback. One of his thoughts before he was traded was, hey, I want to go to a place that can win and has a quarterback. Well, they didn't have a quarterback. Money talks. Whoever pays the most will get what they get. So Rick Tocchet could have his choice of teams as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if Philadelphia ends up reaching out to him. He had history there just as he does here. But you better be interested in a rebuild, and you're going to have to take time with that, which may be good for a guy because he knows he has several years.
Right. And also, keep in mind the end of Dubas' statement today, where he wanted to make it clear that the Penguins made this decision in the end. As we continue to navigate the Penguins through this transitional period, we felt it was the best course forward for all involved. So was he fired then? I guess it doesn't matter in the end, but I can assure you it wasn't done over a celebratory dinner.
No.
412-928-9370. Let's go to the phone lines, Bob. Then we'll talk candidates coming up top of the hour.
Well, let's do it. Joe, let's start with Ryan in New Jersey. He wants to chime in on Sullivan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I think you summed it up perfectly. It was the right move for both sides. It's overdue. It's nice not to see a team beholden to the coach because that's ridiculous in modern sports. But the first thing that popped into my head was, did Crosby execute Order 66, no pun intended, on this?
I don't think so.
What happened?
That I don't believe, Bob. Do you?
Okay. No, I don't at all. I think he's looked at Mike as a guy who he really trusts, and the way he coaches, he understands the message. I think he plays the way Mike Sullivan wants everyone to play. The rest of it wasn't working that well, Ryan. So I would be surprised if that were the case. But okay. I do think he'll have influence on who comes in here next.
Yeah. That being said, this changes everything on the dynamics of these older players, I think. I mean, what happens to these guys? I mean, one should be retired. This is getting ridiculous with the health problems. But so one's going to walk probably at the end of the year, or maybe he retires now. We don't know. And then there's Crosby. Does this open the door for him to move on? Does it? Because that was always a possibility with that extension he signed. Anyway, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
no,
Ryan.
That's an interesting question.
And no one would blame him if he didn't want to be part of something that was labeled as a rebuild or viewed as a rebuild. Maybe he's not interested in that.
But I don't think this is necessarily indicative of a rebuild. The Washington Capitals brought in a young, dynamic coach who instilled structure into their game.
And they made some phenomenal moves.
Whose voice was fresh, starting with him. Because not that talented of a team. The coaching job is miraculous there.
I understand that, but I think they had more stuff to play with down there, and they made some shrewd acquisitions, specifically in goal, but also in other areas that helped their team. So,
but my point there, Bob, was even though Sid is on the record as saying he wants Sullivan around and loves Sullivan, I don't know that this would be motivating for him to want to leave. I don't think so. I think Sid is committed here.
I do too.
No matter what.
I do too. But I wouldn't rule out totally that if things get off the track here a little bit, that he may say, I don't know if I want to continue doing this.
And I think
he would have every right to if he would.
He can do whatever he wants. Absolutely. And I think he knows the deal, and so does Sullivan. It's pro sports. It hasn't been 2 years. It hasn't even been 5 years. It's been three of no playoffs and four before that of going out in the first round. That's Steeler-like, except the Steelers have one more year and they weren't even competitive in their playoff games. That's a long time, Bob. Everybody knows the deal in pro sports. Sid can't be totally shocked at this. You can't be. So then the question becomes, who's next? Would you like Tockett as a replacement?
Yeah, I like Rick. I don't know if he's got the mindset. He was with Arizona for those years where they were just terrible. Had a good year in Vancouver this year, fell apart. I just think it's about options, and it's about money, and it's about where he would ultimately like to go. He's had a history.
Would you hire him?
I'd have to look at other people too, though. I don't know. I don't know if I'd say that right now. I like Rick Tockett a lot, but I don't know if he would.
I wouldn't.
I would have to see who else is on the list.
And I like Rick Tockett a lot. Don't get me wrong. But I just think it's time for a Carberry-like figure here, someone who will grow with the young. They're going to be bringing in a lot of young guys.
You could pry somebody away from another organization. Some guy in their system who you like, approach him, and boom, got an answer.
Tockett's 61. I would imagine he's looking to win right now.
Yeah.
So as much as I respect him, and he also hasn't exactly been a great playoff coach, Bob. He's been coaching in the league for like 9 years and has won one playoff series. So that it wouldn't make sense for Tockett, really. As much as I like him, he needs to go somewhere where he has a chance to win right away, I think.
Again, there are teams in the playoffs right now who may be in a position to move on from their coach when they get eliminated and change it. So that's not unusual in the NHL. You don't see that in many sports. You do see it in the NHL. So one of those teams that's still playing could be in need of a coach after they make a switch if they see who's out there and who's available.
And it may
we saw that with the Boston Bruins twice now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they moved on from people even though they had success in Boston.
I want to see a younger guy, an up-and-comer who's going to come in here and hopefully – sort of rise with the team. It doesn't make sense to bring in a guy, a finish the job type guy. The job hasn't even really started. This isn't time for finishing it. It's time for starting it, right?
The Penguins have, over the years too, looked at their own organization and people in yep. their system and wondered if they could be the guy. And that's where Sullivan came from too. You know, he had head coaching experience, but he also was there. So when they made the change, he was the guy they brought up.
Yeah.
Dan Bylsma, you know, those kinds of situations.
He's out there, Bob.
He 1 year in Seattle and he was gone.
Yeah, he's not going to be here.
No, he's not going
to
be here.
And neither is David Quinn. I think they're going to want to completely revamp and start anew here with the coaching
staff. Quinn may go with Sullivan wherever he goes next.
Maybe, yeah. Next.
All right, let's go to Frank in Greensburg. Wants to chime in on Sullivan.
Hey, Joe, I agree with everything you say. I think Mike Sullivan was a great coach. I think he was better than Scotty Bowman, but it was time for him to go, just like Tomlin. But where I think he got handcuffed is the Penguins should have dumped Malkin and Letang 5 years ago. They should have kept Guentzel. Guentzel was the future. And I think that's really where you can't blame him for that. And I think that's where all the problems are today.
Yeah, they should have dumped who? Malkin and who?
Malkin and Letang.
Yeah. Maybe, but listen, man, I have a feeling if you would have asked Mike Sullivan at that time, do you want these guys here? You would have been met with a resounding yes, I think. Because I think he always wants to win right now. And I think he probably figured as much as those guys can give you headaches with their mistakes, they also win you championships, I think. Bob, I don't know how you feel. I appreciate the call.
I would have moved on from Malkin.
Would Sully have?
At some point, you have to convince him that it's the best move for the organization. If he doesn't agree with that, then you have problems. But you know.
But this guy is saying that Sullivan should escape some blame here because they foisted Malkin and Letang on him in his later years.
I don't think
my argument would be that he wanted them.
Well, if he wanted them, then he's contributing to what was the problem, which was nostalgia took precedent over everything else.
Yeah,
and I understand that. That was a big part of, and it still is a big part of the Penguins' history. These three guys have been around forever. And they should be celebrated as such.
Yeah.
But like everything else, you get to a point where you're running out of time. And if you have asset management in mind as a GM or a organization, you have to know when it's time with players to move on and get something back in return. It's never easy to do it, but it's in the best interest if you can get assets before you'll never get those assets again.
Yeah.
And now they're in a situation where they're just going to wait for everybody to time out, contract's over, and that'll be that. But this window is very close to being shut for them as far as Stanley Cup championships. So
very close to being shut. Bob, they've used wood glue on it by now, but cement glue.
Back in 2018 or 2019, what do you think they would have gotten for Evgeny Malkin at that point?
James Harrison in his prime couldn't budge this window open, Bob.
Well, they operated as if it was.
Well,
they
wanted but it's
it
shut,
to be.
It's so. Shut now, and it's time to open a new one.
Sure, but...
And that's going to take a
that
while.
That led them to keep everyone in place.
Yeah.
And that's the you believed it. It didn't happen.
And I would argue Sully wanted that. So I wouldn't let him escape
agree.
Blame like these veterans have been foisted on
just
him.
Just as he was preaching one part of the game that they didn't adhere to. So they didn't. Mm-hmm. These are the guys who've been around you forever.
Yeah.
You're telling them you need to set the example and play better defensive 200-feet hockey, and you're not.
412-928-9370, Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson reporting that Mike Sullivan went to the Penguins with a list of non-negotiables. Obviously, again, when it comes to, you know, City Hall covering itself, you know, the Penguins aren't going to like a report like that, and they're going to want their own people to be breaking news about why this happened. And I'm sure some people who are heavily connected with them will be refuting that report and trying to break their own news as to why this happened. It sounds very, very believable to me that Sully would do that. And it wouldn't surprise me a bit, again, Bob, if number one on that list was, are you planning on keeping number 65 around here? And if the answer was yes, that may have been a problem.
But 65 it would have been can for say me. No, and then you're stuck with him. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
So
who cares anyway at this point how it happened? They're in a better place than the Steelers, despite the glowing reports of the Steelers draft, and maybe it was a good draft. We're going to get to that as well. I think the Penguins are in a better place right now. They've sunk to the bottom of the league. They've stockpiled future assets, and now they're going to have a new coach, which they need. All right. 412-928-9370. Bob, we have to transition at some point The Pittsburgh Steelers just had a draft, for God's sakes, and we have to talk about it.
Yes, a lot of interesting names came and went. One big name never went until the fifth round, and who took him?
Can you imagine in the same day as this, if we get Aaron Rodgers announcing he's coming?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
When do you think it will?
It will happen, but not now. Later in the summer.